Chapter 7. The Strange Traveler. Meanwhile, back at the cave, the thieves were surprised to see that Kasim's body was gone. They knew that someone else had found their secret place. They decided to send a spy into town and find out who the other person was. One of the thieves disguised himself as a traveler and went into the town. He began asking people to tell him the strangest thing that had happened to them that week. Soon he came to the blind tailor's shop.
"Hello, my good friend," said the thief. "I am a traveler, and I enjoy hearing people's stories. Tell me, what was the strangest thing that happened to you this week?"
The tailor said,
"Well, I used a needle and thread to sew up a dead body."
And he told the thief his strange story.
"That is a very interesting story," said the thief. "Do you remember the house where this happened?"
he asked.
"Yes," said the tailor. "It was Ali Baba's house."
"I would like to visit this Ali Baba," said the thief.
So the blind tailor told him where Ali Baba lived. The thief went to the house. He made a mark on the wall with his knife. Now he would know which house to return to with the rest of his gang of criminals. Then he went back to the thieves and told them about the blind tailor's story. They decided to make a plan.
"Let us go back into the town," said the captain of the thieves. "I will pretend that I am an oil seller. I will say that I am taking my jars of oil to the market. But instead of oil, one of you men will be hiding inside each jar. That way, we can all sneak into the town. Then we will find Ali Baba's house, and that will be the end of Ali Baba."
All of the bad men laughed and danced in the light of the moon.